Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 20 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. We've been discussing rumors about the legendary vampire figure known as the Wanderer. And there's been a lot of helpful stuff here for the prospective soul drinker. He's this great Methuselah. He's been in North America forever. His sire was the Slumbering Giant, who's a vampire that we don't know anything about. Kind of a cul-de-sac of a clue trail there, but fine. The Wanderer looks like a 16-year-old boy, so we don't need to worry about him being one of those vampires you don't want to kill because he's too sexy. This is all vital tactical information that Marcus Smith Kearns is picking up on his road trip to Vancouver to learn the secrets of thaumaturgy and also vampire miscellanea. But you know what? All these rumors, all these clues, they can't all be big, serious stuff. Sometimes it's just hijinks. Sometimes, you know what? The Wanderer had a long existence. You think he never went outside with a big gob of chili from lunch on his pants? Of course he did. It's a long existence. These things happen. And in the case of the Wanderer, one of these things happened to him early. It's hijinks. Not only is this a charming baby vampire story, but also, it clues us into what must be a universal vampire experience. So, storytellers, this may be something for you to moderately inconvenience your player characters with. Here's what happened. The Wanderer. He'd been out in the woods, got attacked by a bear. The mysterious stranger, known only as the Stranger, saved him, and then embraced him. So what happens then? Quote, "When he came to himself once more, he was alone. The sky was pink. At first he thought it was dawn, but then realized it was sunset, and knew he had slept a full day. He rose cautiously, found his back free of pain, and seemingly unwounded, although his clothes hung in shreds across his shoulders. As he made his way back to the village, he somehow knew, deep in his soul, that he would never see the stranger again." The stranger is gone, and the Wanderer is left to his own devices. The stranger was nice enough to take him to a cave, but that was it. So then the Wanderer woke up at sunset, no idea what was going on, and walked home. Quote, "Having returned to the village and suffered the weeping attentions of his wife and mother, both of whom had thought him dead, he prepared to join the fishermen, who would be going out with the dawn. But as dawn approached, and the sky lightened, he felt his skin itching and stinging painfully with the pinkening sky. Embarrassedly claiming sickness, he returned to his place in the wooden longhouse to sleep. The logs of the longhouse were not perfectly seated, however, and there were many small gaps. When the sun rose, its first rays shone in through one of those gaps and fell on the Wanderer's bare hand. The light pierced his flesh like lances." This is supposed to say, "the light pierced his flesh like lances," but they put a hyphen between flesh and like, so it's "the light pierced his flesh like lances." So, interesting we never heard that he has flesh like lances. You would think for rumors so interested in describing the physique of a 15-year-old boy, if he had flesh like lances on his body, we would hear about them. But anyway, what it means is, "the light pierced him like lances." Quote, "and he screamed with the pain, as bright and strong as if he had plunged his hand into a cook fire. He spent the rest of that first day wrapped like a cocoon in many blankets." The inauspicious secret origin of the Wanderer, all wrapped up cozy in blankets, hiding from the sun all day. What I'm more interested in, though, is the first thing that happened here, where he was going to go out and fish with the fishermen, but then he got all embarrassed because as the sky started to lighten, he got all itchy and stingy all over his body. At the time, the Wanderer must have thought, okay, some kind of weird skin condition. Strange things are happening to my body all the time. I'm a 16-year-old boy. Is this because I jerked off? Could be. But we know that it wasn't because he jerked off. This is just vampirism. This is the itchy stage of God's curse, where the sun is just peeking up over the horizon, and it's not going to smite you yet, but the light of day is just starting to give you hives. It just feels real bad and itchy. There are some real implications here for how you run your vampire campaign, oddly enough. Because here's the thing. The way I see it, there are three possibilities, kind of mechanically, for what's happening here. Number one, the Wanderer just took a level of damage, like just one level, like the equivalent of bruised, from a real bad skin rash caused by sun damage, just as the sun was coming up. Number two, this itchiness and stinginess is what it felt like when he soaked some sun damage because he's got a bunch of fortitude. So this is like sunlight that would have hurt him badly, but because he soaked it with fortitude, it just gave him an extremely quick and itchy sunburn. Number three, this is not a damaging level of light at all. It can't inflict damage on a vampire, but at this stage, it's just light enough that instead of damage, it just makes you itch. So as you might expect, when I hear a minor anecdote about an NPC getting a sunburn, I did a copious amount of math about this, and I've come to some conclusions. Option number one, that he just took a level of damage here, and that's what the skin rash was. I think that's essentially impossible. I don't know, in the culture of these ancestors of the Musqueam, how long it takes to make your excuses to a dawn fishing party, like, hey guys, I'm sorry, I gotta go, I'm turning real pink, I'm not feeling well, I left my oven on back at the longhouse, I gotta bounce, I'll see you later. But sunlight inflicts damage every turn of exposure, which in tactical time is normally measured in seconds, not minutes. The math here is not decisive because Vampire is just artsy-fartsy enough a game that the length of a turn actually depends on the pace of the scene. So in fact, the amount of time it takes you to burn in the sun depends on narrative pacing, but you know, we're trying to do science here. So I'm comfortable saying in this case, when you're burning in the sun, a turn is a matter of seconds. Per the first edition Vampire rules, even if the difficulty to soak sunlight is only 3, because it's only twilight, so it's a low soak difficulty if you have fortitude to soak it, the damage from having most of your body exposed, even in weak sunlight like that, is 3 levels of damage. So the Wanderer could only fail to soak even twilight damage one time before the rest of the story that we're going to hear is basically impossible. Couldn't happen. Because that would be like 3 levels of aggravated damage. That's a huge fucking deal. If he took more than that, if he took 6 levels of aggravated damage, he's done. I mean, he's technically alive, but there's no way he could have done the rest of what he goes on to do. So if this twilight was strong enough to do damage, if it was that far enough along into morning, then this rash or sunburn or whatever represents him soaking most or all of the damage with fortitude. For him to do that, given that he's having to have damage applied against him and roll soak again every few seconds, he would have to have like fortitude 4 or 5 to make this work, which would be extraordinarily high for a newly turned vampire. Not impossible, but highly unlikely. And this is assuming best case scenario. This is assuming he's able to get out of the fishing trip very quickly, get back to his place, get bundled up very fast. The turns are being maybe artificially lengthened by the hypothetical storyteller in this situation. Everything would have to go right, for even for this to work. What I think is much more likely, and it's the dumbest thing on this page, albeit it is an extrapolation, I think there is just a phase of the morning when the sun doesn't do health levels of damage yet, but it just makes all the vampires itchy, which I find to be hilarious. I love that it's just a part of vampire existence, I guess, that if you stay out late, if you push it and stay out until, you know, near dawn, then as the sky begins to just lighten, all the vampires who are still out doing vampire business at that time are just going to be either scratching all over or struggling mightily not to scratch all over, because everyone in this undead society just gets extremely itchy when they conduct their business in the wee hours of the night into the early morning. This has lots of implications, possibly a way of identifying vampires by their itching. So tip for would-be vampire hunters. But at the same time, also for vampires, this is very useful. In popular media, vampires are always getting surprised by the fucking sun. Sometimes they'll make it a little more plausible by having somebody like dive over and pull down a curtain and the sun is already up outside. But other times, like the sun, we see it rise. And even moving at the speed of sunrise, it still manages to fucking headshot these vampires who are out here fucking around in the early morning. Like, sun peaks one gleaming ray over the horizon, and then boom, like a fucking laser right into a vampire's forehead, turns him to ash. If what we're reading here on this page is true in the world of Vampire the Masquerade, that shit's not going to happen, because long before the sun is laser sniping you, you're getting all kinds of itchy. You know that it's time to go inside. That's actually extremely helpful. So this is a source of both potential utility and potential low-stakes misery, which are both things that I love to introduce to a campaign. From now on, in my vampire campaigns, the hour before sunrise, that's the itching hour. All the vampires are in a bad fucking mood. Nobody wants to go outside. And then if you have to, then you just immediately get painfully fucking red like you fell asleep at the beach. Not enough to do damage. You can still, you'll be fine. You'll wake up all cool and pale the next day, just for a minute. Somebody made you go outdoors when it was like 5 a.m. And the remaining hour of the morning before your undead body requires slumber, you're just in a bad fucking mood, like somebody who forgot their Zyrtec during pollen season. I don't know if people have this experience of pollen other places. My wife is very allergic to pollen, and she is from Southern California. So whenever we drive down there, there are signs proudly announcing that it's grass country. Man, fuck grass country. I'm not even allergic. I'm collateral damage. Anyway, among the people who might not know this about driving down the California coast, as it turns out, would be the Wanderer. Join me next time for his very odd choices about where to wander on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.